The 10,000 children of fear, judgment, anxiety, worry, doubt, guilt, shame, anger, hate, resentment, contempt, superiority, inferiority, frustration, boredom, loneliness, sadness, ingratitude, seriousness, arrogance, jealousy, envy, greed, clinging, apathy. Whenever you experience the children of fear, know that it is only because you are choosing fear. The 10,000 children of love, peace, joy, creativity, courage, compassion, empathy, care, generosity, kindness, wisdom, freedom, openness, spaciousness, innocence, playfulness, curiosity, wonder, awe, epiphany, revelation, knowing, glory, humility. And you will know that you are choosing love when you experience the children of love. In human life, there are only two choices in each moment: love and fear. The pathway of the heart and the pathway of mastery boil down to being aware and present and conscious enough to notice in each moment if we are choosing fear or love. And if we notice that we are choosing fear, which we are 90% of the time, making the decision and feeling safe enough. I wanted to say this. The reason that we choose fear most of the time is that we feel unloved, separate from God, not good enough. And so, as any good, true spiritual teaching says, the key is self-love and acceptance. That is the key to every spiritual pathway. And it's definitely the key to this one. Is that as you remember that you are one with God, as you remember the truth that you are a divine, eternal, unconditionally loved and unconditionally loving, infinite field of consciousness, you feel safer and safer and safer. And as you feel safer and safer and safer, you stop choosing fear and start choosing love. That's the only way to really consistently choose love instead of fear, is to love yourself and accept yourself. And that means everything that arises, especially the stuff that needs your love because you've disowned it or pushed it down into your shadow because it's too ugly or painful or dark. That is the stuff we struggle to accept about ourselves and to love. And because we won't love our shadow, we won't love our wounds. They run our lives and make us choose fear and make us suffer. So the choice is love and fear, but in order to be able to choose love, first you have to love and accept yourself. And the way you love and accept yourself is by, in the moment, practicing, allowing all thoughts, all emotions, all memories, all images, all sensations within the body to arise. Be witnessed like a cloud in the sky and pass away like a cloud in the sky. While all the time you simply abide as the sky, as awareness, as the witness, as the soul, as pure spirit, as God. That is how you love yourself. In each moment, just allow whatever is happening inside you and outside you to be. Don't resist. Don't judge. That is the whole of the pathway there. If you simply did this simple thing that I'm saying, choose love by choosing. choose love instead of fear in the moment by, in each moment that you remember, fully allowing whatever arises within you to be. That is self-acceptance, that is accepting and loving yourself, and allowing whatever is happening around you to be as well. Don't resist it, witness it, feel it, embrace it, see it as your creation, thank it for giving you that specific experience, bless it, forgive it and let it go. And that's how you can change a bad experience, either outside or in, into one that you would choose, a good experience. The whole path is about mastery, which is, mastery is the ability to deliberately and consciously create your experience of reality. And you do that by creating the inner experience of joy and peace and love that you want. And then it is manifested in the outer, and you experience more joy and peace and love in the outer. That is the whole path. And it all boils down to choosing love in the moment. And choosing love in the moment all boils down to accepting fully, without resistance or judgment, anything that arises within you or outside of you. It's very hard to do. Obviously, it's what practice is all about. But start with the stuff inside you. If you can do it with the stuff inside you, trust me, you will be able to do it with the stuff outside you. If you try starting with the stuff outside you, COVID, the world, my mum, my sister, this, that, and the other, you will struggle. It'll be very, very difficult, because you can't deal with the outside until you've dealt with the inside. So learn to be okay, allowing and feeling and accepting and witnessing and embracing and loving every single cloud that arises in the sky of your awareness, every single object of awareness that arises within your awareness, every thought, every emotion. And I really am saying every, because it has to be every. If there's any resistance, any judgment, that is shadow, that is unhealed, that is unloved, that will is a block to love. So it has to be everything that comes up, because everything that comes up for you is being brought up by you and your soul and God so that you can heal it. So if you miss the opportunity, it will have to come round again. And that's how we create suffering. We resist and judge what is arising to be healed. And because of that, we force it to come back. So we literally force our triggered pain and fear to have to come back again and again and again. Because when it comes up to be healed, we don't allow it. We resist, we judge, I don't want to feel it. It's too frightening, it's too painful. The more you do that, the more pain you just push down the road, the more fear you just push down the road. And you're stuck in the trap that most people are stuck in, and you never actually heal and awaken. That's why so few people heal and awaken, because they get stuck in this trap that something painful, difficult, fearful, childhood wounding keeps asking to be healed, keeps coming up, keeps getting you triggered and upset and scared and angry. And you don't realize that that is an opportunity to heal it and release it and let it go forever. You feel that the world, someone else, caused it, so you blame, you project, you're a victim. And that victim trap means healing is impossible. So the whole loving purpose of this message is to help you see clearly that when you are upset, when you are triggered, when your peace is disturbed, yes, good, bring it on. Because you can't heal what you can't feel. Love you.